This is the story of a condition that you might automatically associate with, I don't know, being little, maybe during the night, wet in the bed, that kind of thing, and sometimes when kids leave it to the last minute as well. But incontinence actually affects people of all ages, and it goes without saying, it can be very embarrassing as well. You're going to be hearing from Hannah in a moment. Hannah Fleming-Hill owns the New You Clinic, which is one of five places in the UK to have something called an M-Cellar chair, and she'll explain what that is in just a moment. But I want to introduce you firstly to Jen, who is here, and she's used this chair. Welcome along. Thanks for coming in.
Hello. Yes, thank you for having me.
Tell me, and I appreciate you talking about this, because as I say, it is something that is quite embarrassing, incontinence. When did you first start being incontinent?
Ever since I was a little girl, really. Maybe
right.
Since I was 7 or 8.
Okay.
And so then, yeah, all through my life, teenage years, up until, well, about 6 weeks ago.
Right, okay. That's a lot to contend with when you're growing up.
Yeah. It really can be. And I mean, particularly as a teenager, obviously, when you're very image conscious. Excuse me, sorry. And for days out, always having to pack extra clothes and just having to always be wary of laughing too much or doing things like playing on a trampoline. I mean, I couldn't do trampolining, anything
right.
like that, because right. it'd just be too embarrassing with the risk of having a leak.
Yeah. Blimey. I mean, just thinking about school days and things like that. And
yeah.
Feels like it sounds like you've got to plan everything.
Yes.
It's exhausting, yeah. isn't it?
Incredibly so. And I feel so sorry for my poor mother, who had to do all the washing. And if we went for days out and I laughed too hard and had an accident, I felt like I'd ruin the day out.
Oh, and that's so sad as well, because yeah. laughing, by the nature of it, that's a happy thing.
Yeah.
And yet you're dreading it.
Yeah. I do always have to be on my guard, and it makes everyone that went out with me, they were all on their guard for me as well.
Yeah.
And it was just, no, it's quite isolating, and it is very lonely.
Mm. You get picked on at school with it as well?
Fortunately, no, because,
right.
We had dark school uniform for one thing.
Yeah.
But also, for me, it was mostly if I laughed too hard or doing things like aerobics, jumping, trampolining, kind of situations mostly at school you can avoid.
Okay. So you found a way to have...
Yeah.
So you weren't putting yourself in those situations, you could just find a way of
yeah.
doing something else. So what have they actually got to the actual issue then? What
well,
is it?
I did have NHS treatment, and at first they thought it was an overactive bladder, so I was on medication for that.
Right.
But that didn't make too much difference. And then I had some NHS treatment, but that's an internal probe. And that, for me, because I was a very young teenager, I was about 15, that was painful.
Mm.
And it's easy enough to put off something if it hurts when you've got to do it.
Yeah.
So there was a slight improvement, but not a massive improvement there.
Okay. So how and when did you hear about the M-Cellar chair then?
Well, Hannah's actually friends with a friend of my mum's.
Right.
It's a long chain. But
okay.
Hannah's friend recommended that I try it. So I got in touch. I explained my situation. And Hannah said, well, would you like to come along for a trial? And after even the first session, I felt an improvement. I felt that my Kegels were stronger. So I carried on. I've had 6 sessions all in all.
Okay. All right. Well, let's bring Hannah in now. Welcome.
Thank you.
What is the M-Cellar chair then?
It's an amazing new technology from America. It's basically a chair that uses high-frequency electromagnetic technology to exercise your pelvic floor. So obviously, if you've got a very tight pelvic floor, it can help stop incontinence.
Okay. So you say this is from America.
Is
this new technology?
It's new technology. I think there's only about 6 or 7 clinics here in the UK at the moment. It is across America. There's about 200 to 300 clinics now have this technology. But it isn't. It's been here about 18 months, I think, in the UK.
Okay. Because I hear that some people have to work their pelvic floor, and sometimes it's an age thing, sometimes it's a condition thing, sometimes it's after surgery and whatever. So is this instead of doing certain pelvic floor exercises?
Yes, obviously a pelvic floor exercise called a Kegel, or some people call it a Kegel. Women should do those every day anyway, because as you get older, menopause, childbirth, you know, it does make your pelvic floor a lot more lax. What this does is it gives you 11,000 maximum strength Kegels in one 28-minute session. So you could never do this yourself. So basically you have the six sessions and it gets your pelvic floor up to scratch. And then it's up to you to keep doing your Kegels to keep it there, really.
Right. And what happened? You'd sit in a chair and what?
Yeah.
Sit there and...
You sat there fully clothed, reading a magazine or having a cup of tea.
Right.
And I turn on the machine and the magnetic pulses stimulate your pelvic floor. You can read a magazine, have a cup of tea. 28 minutes later, you come off. Off you go.
Can you feel anything, Jen? Or
can feel it, but it doesn't hurt.
Right.
It's very strange because it's obviously it's an involuntary reaction.
Uh-huh.
And if you sit in the wrong way, you can feel it, for example, in your buttock muscles. So you have to kind of fidget about. But no, it doesn't hurt. It just feels a bit strange. It takes some getting used to.
You're just aware of something.
Yeah.
So what, you sit there and you let the electronic waves do their thing?
Yeah, it just looks like a normal chair.
Yeah.
Blue chair. You just sit there.
Yeah.
And let the electronic, let them do their thing. Okay. Give you a pelvic workout,
right.
Basically.
Okay.
Pelvic gym.
While you're just sitting there, as you say, reading a magazine.
Yeah.
And then, so how many of these sessions would you need to kind of restore your pelvic floor?
You need six sessions over either 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you said after those six sessions, it's then up to you. You've then got to maintain it. It's not like some kind of magic thing. Ta-da! There you are. Sorted.
Well, you do need to do your Kegels after you've had the sessions,
because
that will just ensure
that strength.
Yeah, that strength is kept. It's like any muscle in the body; you need to keep it exercised to keep it strong.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, Jen is here as one example, but what are other, and is this always women, by the way?
No, it's also for men.
Interesting.
Yeah, there's a lot of men actually over the age of 60 that do have incontinence.
Right.
And in America now, it's being used for men. They're pushing the men's side in a big way. We're just starting to now do men in the UK.
So you must encounter people like Jen who've been trying all kinds of things and had this embarrassment for years and years.
Yeah.
And what are they saying to you after trying this?
Well, it's just amazing because they're saying it's changed their life. I mean... For Jen, I mean, she couldn't go to a comedy act, she said, or anything like that, because she couldn't laugh and things. It's so emotional because it does change the life. And some women are actually getting benefit after one treatment.
Yeah.
But we usually say it takes at least three for you to actually feel the benefit.
Right.
So it's so emotional and it's just wonderful. I'm so enjoying it. I wish I'd been doing this years ago.
Well, that's an interesting thing, because you now dare laugh.
Yes. Yes, and a couple of weeks ago, after I think four sessions, I actually went trampolining with work, and it was amazing.
Really?
It was so liberating.
You know what's going to happen now? You're going to be having things like this where you think, right, blow it. I'll do trampolining. I'll go and watch a comedy act.
Yeah.
I'll do...
Oh, yeah, I can't wait to go and see live comedy again. I'm so excited to
go
and see live comedy again and, you know, just go out with my friends, go out with my family and laugh and not feel... scared, I suppose, and not feel like I have to hold myself back.
Yeah. Well, listen, really good to see you. What's going to be your next thing? You say stand-up comedy, watch a bit of that.
Yes, oh, definitely, yeah.
And just I guess, the feeling of not having to hold back from laughing. I just can't imagine what that must be like. I mean...
It's difficult, because I love to laugh. Mm. I mean, even on my wedding day, I was having to hold back my laughter, because obviously I didn't want an accident in my wedding dress. So to just be able to really enjoy what I'm doing and do new things like trampolining and Zumba and, oh, I can't wait.
It's the new, well, people talk about the new you. I mean, you're sitting next to her
now.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Really good to see the pair of you. Hannah Fleming-Hill, who owns the New You Clinic, and Jen, who has been trying this new treatment as well. And it's the new her as well, by the sounds of it. It's BBC Radio Nottingham. Here's Madonna.